There is a question asked in Minhagim, where we got the custom to cover our eyes during Kiryat Shema. Seemingly during the other parts of the Tefillah, which are also important, we don't cover our eyes. So why then did they decide during the Shema that we cover our eyes? The sources from the Gemara Berachot, that when Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, used to give his shi'ur, at the time of Kiryat Shema came, and he was sitting in front of his students, he would cover his eyes and say Shema. Hakamim explained, in order that he doesn't lose concentration, because if he would be facing the students, it would take his mind off the pisukim that he was saying. So the covering of the eyes of Shema in its original kavana was in order that a person should have the proper concentration. Now, there are different ways to cover your eyes. The Mekubalim write that it's proper to shape your hand, your right hand, in the shape of the letters Shaddai, Sheen, Dalet, Yud, which means the three middle fingers, to couple them together, that would look like a three-legged sheen. The thumb is bent in order to look like a Dalet, and the pinky finger is also bent a little to look like a Yud. And therefore you have the name of God, so to speak, on your hands. The custom would be to put the three fingers on the forehead, touching the forehead, one of the thumb in the eye, and the other Yod also in the left eye, and that would be the way to do it. Interestingly, one more tidbit on the Shema. Hakamim tell us that the Shema is the acceptance of God as the supreme power in the universe. But if one looks at the events that go on in the world, somebody's emunah might get shaken. We see children, God forbid, are getting sick. We see righteous people, religious people, suffering. So although we believe it with bedrock faith in God, but when you look at the world, our faith becomes shaken. Therefore it's brought down that we cover our eyes, so to speak, not to look at the world. We cover our eyes and say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Hashem Echad. Because when you look at the world, it gets confusing. So for a moment today, we cover our eyes as to say, to close out and say, we know that Borei Olam, whatever he does, is correct.